Now, this is the beginning of the visit with Miss Daisy this Tuesday morning, the 20th of October, 1970, and this is Channel 1 over. and the beginning of the visit with Miss Daisy this Tuesday morning, the 20th of October, 1970. This beginning of the visit with Miss Daisy this Tuesday morning, the 20th of October, 1970, the beginning of Channel 1 over. Now, this is the beginning of the visit with Miss Daisy this Tuesday morning, the 20th of October, 1970. Channel 1 over. This full reel, this full side of Miss Daisy this Tuesday morning, the 20th of October, 1970. Channel 1 over. The beginning of Channel 1 over and the visit with Miss Daisy this Tuesday morning, the 20th of October, 1970.
Just exactly where you left it. The fancy. Think it rained on and off all night, didn't it?
Well, I think it did.
You have plenty of things to do even if it rains.
Me?
You have plenty of things to do even if it rains.
Even if it rains, if it don't rain. If I can't get outdoors, it's sure inside that house. Somebody said, well, you're not having nothing to do. There ain't nobody there but you. I said, I don't care if there ain't. I said, things is to be done if there ain't nobody there. You know, folks be wanting me to come visit all the time. I never did visit so much.
Oh, you didn't?
No. You know, the neighbors around, if some of them was sick or something, or sometime, I feel like going, but not every day. Some folks don't do nothing. And they just think you ain't got nothing to do but talk.
Yes, I guess some folks have to visit, go off somewhere every day and visit.
Oh, they will. I know folks. They get up early in the morning. Well, they got to go visit for to get breakfast. Well, all right. By the time they get to where they're going, then maybe them folks is just about ready to eat. They eat there and save that meal at home. You know, not me. But everybody, Miss Miles, has got their way.
Yes.
They are made just like they are made. And they make themselves. After they get up certain age, you make yourself what you want yourself to be.
Oh.
You wasn't born doing all these things. You had to grow up to it and watch. Now, the way I learned how to do things, I never bothered nobody about asking questions of how did you do it.
Uh-huh.
I'll go and I'll see you do it. Well, I save it. If I want to do something like that, someday I'll do it too.
You just watch and decide what...
Yes, ma'am, I just watch. I don't ask so many questions. You know, folks, lots of folks, they don't want you to ask them so many things. Rightly, they don't want you to know.
Yeah.
So, the best way to know and learn, watch him and see how he did. And then... sometime you try it.
Uh-huh.
Well, if you like it, you keep it up. If you don't, you let it alone.
That's right. Well, I don't believe I know anybody who get up and go visiting before breakfast.
Hmm? Well, that ain't on your side.
Well, I'm sure there are people who do it.
That ain't on your side.
Mm-hmm.
No, plenty of time. But they wasn't lucky enough to get to my house for breakfast. I get up and have my breakfast when they get there. I'm done eating, cleaning up my kitchen, doing what I have to do. I know the woman one time. That was her job, visiting the neighbors, just visit. Well, you see, she done that before she even straightened up her house. Lots of times it didn't get straight. So I remember one morning she come to my house, and I think I was somewhere. I had them cleaned up, and I was sitting down doing something. She come to the door. She said, "Hell, Daisy." I said, "Come on in." She come in. She says, "You done cooked and cleaned up?" I said, "Eat besides." I said, "Eat before I clean up." "Well, you must get up 4 days in the morning." I said, "I have a certain hour to get up." I said, "When I get up, I don't get up and sit down." I said, "I get up and get my work done." Somewhere. I says, "You done had breakfast?" "No, I ain't cook no breakfast." I said, "You don't eat breakfast?" "I eat sometime, but I mostly eat out." I said, "Eat breakfast out?" She said, "Yeah, if I get there." She had a certain place she went mostly before they got it done. Well, they was kind of lazy, you see, and they get up and cook. Now, I know a family now, they don't hardly get up before 10, 11 o'clock.
Why, Miss Daisy, I didn't know anybody did that anymore.
Well, they do. You know Dora Mitchell's daughter. She's up here staying.
Yeah.
They don't hardly get up till 10, 11 o'clock. They get their breakfast around 12, 11:30, on like that. Well, I don't eat my breakfast so long. I'm ready for something else by then.
Well, they must not go to bed very early.
I don't guess they do, and I think they do. I think they go to bed early.
That's a long time to stay in the bed. A
long time to stay in bed. Now Bessie, she got to bed. Well, Bessie says she's not well. But she don't hardly get up now before 8:30 or 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Unless she want to go somewhere, or she got something to do, she get up. She's up now, but she ain't been long. Got up. And I'll go to Aunt Pete and see if she sleep or see, you know, just kind of check on her. Mm-hmm. She's complained so much, Miss Ma.
Yeah.
And she there by herself.
Yeah.
Of course, now she got a man rooming there with her. It's James's cousin, I think. Isaiah.
Isaiah?
Yes. Well, he is nice.
He's nice.
He's a nice boy. Mm-hmm. She told me the other morning, she said every morning before Isaiah go, he come through here, call me, ask me how I'm feeling. I said, that's just like him. So I tell him, I'm all right. So he said, well, so I didn't want to leave you if you wasn't all right, if you felt bad or something other needed me to do something for you. Well, I'd do it before I go. She tell me, no, I thank you, I'm all right. I said, well, you see, that's just like Isaiah. She said, if I hadn't have known him, said, I wouldn't have given him a room here. So, but I've known him so long. I've never heard of him being into nothing or bothering nobody. No way. Well, I know him before he was grown. He's always been a good boy, nice boy. So he's there with her. I told her the other day, I said, well, Miss Bessie, I said, it means so much to have Isaiah here with us. I said, it means much to me. Uh-huh. I said, if I want something done, I said, I'll ask Isaiah to do it. I said, and he's going to do it.
Uh-huh.
I said, it's not like the rest of them around here. You tell them, ask them to do something for you. And they'll say, yeah, I'll be back in a few minutes. It may be 2 weeks before you see him. I said, but Isaiah ain't like that. You know? So, and then you can tell him, Isaiah, I'd like for you to go to the stove for me and get me. So he goes there and get it and come right back. Just better than a child.
Really? Well, I'm glad to know that. Does he have a car?
Yes, ma'am.
That's who I saw going in there then.
Yes. Well, you see, he got a car. Well, if she want him to take her anywhere, to the store or anywhere, mm-hmm. Well, he got his car right there, and he'll take her. And it don't cost her nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It don't cost her a penny. It seems like he's glad to do things mm-hmm. for folks. I've been trying for about 2 weeks to get my heater up. Well, you got the heater up. Well, one end of the joint was kind of burnt. Well, Samuel, he cut it off, and he cut it too short. So he said, Grandma, so I think you're going to have another joint. The pilot said, that's short. The heat is too close to the wall. I said, all right. I think I've had a pilot in about a week. They finally got it up Sunday night. But who got it? James, he come in. I was up there at the business. He said, that fire sure looks good. I said, feels good too. I said, don't look like I'm going ever have any fire this winter. He said, where's your python? I said, he's right there in that little closet. He says, well, reason I asked you, me and Isaiah, we'll go fix it. It'll take but a few minutes. Well, it didn't take but a few minutes. So him and Isaiah went on out and fixed it.
Well, I'm glad to hear all that.
Yes, ma'am. He's nice. He's a good boy.
Does he eat there with Miss Bessie?
Ma'am?
Eat there with Miss Bessie?
Well, I don't think.
Uh-huh.
He might eat there sometime.
Yeah.
I ain't found out the details there.
Well,
I don't know how to ask.
No. Well, the reason I was thinking about that is because she likes to do things if she feels good.
Oh, she
good.
Do. She do.
And she'll do her part for him.
That's right. So, I'm not for sure, but I don't think he eats any breakfast and he get a lunch in town at noon.
Where he works.
Yeah. So I don't know what he do about his supper. Mm-hmm. I know one thing, though. If he wanna eat, he can eat.
Yes.
Because she cooks every evening.
She does.
Yes, ma'am. She cook every evening, Miss Miles. She cook
a real dinner.
Yes, and she cooked for Carolyn.
Uh-huh.
So Carolyn has something to eat. Well, most of the time she cooked for JR in the evening. He eats up with that. He bring it. He buy it. He bring it. When he get there with it, she's ready to fix it. You know, I tell him, now you bring it enough tomorrow for the next day, and I'll divide it, I'll cook it some. Then, you see, when she cooked Carolyn's, she could cook here.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have to cook twice right behind one another. But she don't mind.
She likes to cook.
She loves to cook. I don't mind when it's time to cook, but I don't want to be cooking three or four times.
No.
I want to cook what I'm going to cook now, and that do till the next cooking time.
Yeah, cooking one dinner right after the other is a little too much.
I don't like it like that. Well, you see? Good morning.
No, I got whooping cough. How are you all this morning?
Doing pretty good. How are you?
Okay, don't stop what you're talking about.
She was just telling me about Isaiah. Living down at Bess's.
Yeah.
How glad. Yeah. Yeah, I'll be glad about that too.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How's old JR?
He's in and out there. She got him too. So, like Buddy said the other day, he said, oh, so Miss Bessie can smile now. I said, what? She got two men. To get in wood this winter. I'm saying they're good, strong ones.
Yeah. Well, that's one way of looking about it. Another one is the men has come way down where you need two of them.
That's the truth.
Has JR showed up recently? Have you seen him?
Yes, he's been there. He was there. He come down Monday evening,
yeah.
Brought his groceries.
Yeah. a little work.
You'll be back this evening, I guess. J.R. come, Mr. Mine, not every day till Friday. Friday's payday. He don't come that day. She don't see him. She feed him Thursday night, but you don't have to worry about him Friday, because he ain't coming. He won't be back till Monday.
Think his pay lasts him the weekend?
Man. Yes, it, I think it most lasts a week. And she just fussed about it. No, when J.R. get paid off, he go to Bozeman. And them niggas down there that make him drunk and take all his money, I say he want him to get it. I say he carries it there. I say just like he come here every other day.
Yeah.
And you feed him, fix his supper. I say he could come here Friday.
Yeah.
And leave his money. I say he want him to have it. I said, don't you worry about it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. I don't worry about it. Now he get paid off there to the store. Well, he goes straight to Bowden. When he get paid off, when he comes straight to Bessie. Bessie been taking care of him all the week. Then she even started to making him take his bath. Thing. The clothes he pull off, but then she wash them. She'll have them ready for him the next time.
Yeah.
I told him, I said, you ain't hardly ever wash for yourself. Well, that's jail.
Yeah.
She said, well, he don't have nobody to care for him. I said, yes, he do. She said, who? I say you.
What, you reckon J.R. is going to change clothes?
Huh? Bessie makes him change.
Yes.
That she makes him take a bath and change his clothes.
He got more than one?
She pull off this suit this time. Well, then, what to pull off before? She done washed it and fixed it. Well, he'll have hip to put on, clean.
Yeah.
Every time he get ready for another, she done washed this one, he pulled off this time and fixed it.
I didn't know whether J.R. had another suit.
No suit? Ooh, he got a heap of more. They tell me down there in that house where he stayed, J.R. got a stack of clothes that high, just piled, just scattered all around. You see different folks give him clothes. He don't buy nothing. First one, then the other, give them to him. Say he got plenty of them. And he got some nice clothes. I see him with a gray suit on one Sunday and a hat to match. See nothing, but I said, well, who is that? Is that J.R.? Darcy, yeah, that's him. I said, well, he looked like a man this morning.
I'd call him mister.
Yeah. And he had on this white shirt. He didn't have on a tie.
Yeah.
He was just nice. I said, now, J.R. could look like that all the time. Darcy, he don't want.
Where did you see him? At church?
He was coming from Bessie's down to James' house.
Yeah. You haven't seen him at church or in a place like that?
No, I haven't seen him at church. I don't think he's able to go to church on Sunday.
Yeah.
I think after Saturday night, he ain't able for church on Sunday.
But how did he last two nights, Miss Daisy? he got to last Friday night and Saturday night.
Who? Jill?
Yeah.
Well, she don't see him. After Thursday, Mr. Miles, she don't see him till Monday.
Well,
she feed him Thursday, yeah. But she threw at him for that week.
Well, a lot of people don't start till Saturday night, but he starts Friday night.
As soon as he get his money, they say.
Yeah.
As soon as he get his money, he gets started. Them especially, they takes his money away from him. If that's to live over there where I live. And she don't no more know what's going on in Bodman, and I do. But if you give me my money here, and then I go straight down that road to Bodman with my money, I'm canny Tom. Yeah, he cared Tom. He know what they're going to do. Well, lots of folks down there, they is kin to him. There's his aunts and nephews and nieces and so on and whatnot. And Bessie thinks they'll take his money.
Yeah.
But if he spend enough of it to get drunk and eat what he want to eat, well, I say, they don't have so much to take. They don't have so much to take. I said, then he care that. If they ask him for it, I guess he'd give it to them.
Well,
and they just have the biggest joke on jail. Now I have Samuel sometimes. I said, well, jail down the boat. Say, yeah, Grandma, you ought to see me. G.R. was trying to act big. He's a big shot. I said, what? He said, yeah. Say, he's setting up everybody. Everybody. What you want to drink? You want a drink? Okay. You can get you some beer if you want it. I'll pay for it. I'll pay. I said, I would have been there and knocked him in the head. Sammy said, if you'd have been there, you wouldn't have knocked him in the head. Said, that was his money. I said, did you get any of it? So I got a soda.
Yeah. Well, he just putting on airs down there.
That's right. He ain't nobody done nothing. They don't hurt him. Most of the time when they gonna take your money, they gonna do something to you before you get it.
Well, now if he wants to put on airs like that, he gotta pay for it. That's costly.
That's right. That's right.
Yes. He's gonna stand, what do they call it? You're going to stand for the drinks.
Yeah.
Is Burnett back on the school bus?
Burnett?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Well, I don't seem to hear him quite as loud as I did.
Mm-hmm. It seems like he ain't quite like he was. And then he goes so soon.
Yeah.
He goes so soon in the morning. Now, I didn't hear him this morning at all.
Yeah.
And when he first said, but I seen him when he come back the second time.
Yeah, 7 o'clock.
Yes. She make 2 trips in the morning, 2 in the evening. He bring some, not. He mostly pick up David at 6 o'clock. Can him. About 12:30 he'll bring them back.
Mm-hmm.
And he pick up Calvin about 7:45. He bring her back about 3 a little after.
Yeah. just hear that school bus rumbling way on up the road before he got up there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hear it near as much now. Maybe I'm getting used to it. Has he moved?
Who, Boynette?
Yes.
Uh-uh.
Who lives over there at where Uncle?
He lives over there in his little house right next to the highway. Oh, you know where I live, because I don't know how many old piece of cars around there.
Yeah. He gets them and never pulls them off.
Yeah.
Or he gets a new one and never pulls the old one off.
Yeah, I think he get one if he'd go bad, that he saved them others to get a piece of
yeah.
Now and then to go on that and what he driving.
He have his own junkyard.
That's right.
Uncle Charlie's, I've seen him over at Uncle Charlie James's place.
Oh, Bunny. That's his son. His son lives in Charlie James' house. His son bought that.
Bought
James' place. So him and his family lives in that house. You see, they stayed with Bunnett a while after he married. He stayed with Bunnett good for her. But while he was there, he was working and making arrangements to get in his own house.
Yeah.
So they there. And they got it looking nice around there.
Now, Burnett's he's always too big a hurry to stop or speak or anything.
Mm-hmm.
You never get
no,
the
no, he waits, but he ain't got time to say that.
Yeah. Well, he really moves.
Yes, sir. Oh, Burnett tickled me. But it was kind of true. He said one day, he said, the niggas don't want me to drive this bus, but I'm driving it. And I'm going to drive it as long as the white folks say drive. They ain't paying me nothing. Niggas ain't paying me nothing. And they don't tell me nothing. I do what the white folks say do. So left with niggas, I couldn't sit in this seat. I said, reckon? He said, I know it. I know it too. But I wasn't going to tell him I know it. Oh, they don't want him to drive it. Well, I'll tell him. I said, well, he ain't never hurt nobody, is he? No, but it ain't his goodness. I said, well, the best of drivers has accidents sometimes. I said, if he had one, he won't be the first one. You hear buses turning over and things happening. I said, but it ain't happened to Bunnett yet. He didn't have an old piece of car, I think, ever since he would have been a man.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir. And if he can keep them old wrecks moving,
mm-hmm.
he ought to keep a school bus
school
going.
School bus moving.
Because they work
he
on
said, he tell you this, I work on my old car myself, but I don't work on this bus. Say, if something happened to this bus, so I report it and let them take care of it. Do it.
Yeah.
Ain't gonna say Bunnett messed it up and broke it down. Bunnett ain't gonna do nothing to it.
That's right.
That's good sense.
Yeah. That's right. If anything go wrong with it, they say Bunnett's been working on it.
Mm-hmm.
He can't fix nothing. He just has to.
That's right. But you see, if anything, if it start running bad or anything happened to it, he report it. I don't know who he reports to and nothing, but that's all he said.
Oh, Miss Daisy, let me tell you. Say he went down there yesterday or Sunday, when was it? And she saw, I come in and I said, Miss Daisy's sitting down there on the porch just catching the air. Tell her to come up and visit her. She went down there, and by the time she got down there, she said she saw some people on your porch, you all talking, and they was about as important looking people as she has ever seen.
I don't know.
She was impressed.
Come on, son.
Yeah, some man in a dark suit.
That was my pastor and his wife.
Oh.
That's who that was. So she come up there and she turned.
Yeah, come on. I saw you had company.
So he said, well, you see, we have to take care of him. First Sunday and third Sunday. They eat there to my house. Doris, she cooks it and prepare and bring it to my house.
Yeah.
She said, I got more room there than she is, so she cooking, bringing up there. So that's who that was, said my report. And you drove up there and turned around. And he said, said she must have forgot something. I said, I don't think. I said, she thought if I wasn't doing nothing, she'd come over here and carry me over to her house. He says, where do they live? I said, they live right down the street there. I said, I go over there all the time. So he said, well, that's something extra. You don't catch white folks picking up black ones. I said, not oftentimes. Dr. Wants got something from me. I said, I don't do nothing. Go then. Talk. We have a drink, a slice of cake, and something like that. He said, oh. Says, where is they home at? Is this they home? I said, this is not their native. I said, but I don't know where they come. So I don't know where they home at.
Yeah. Who is your preacher?
My preacher, Frank Redmond.
Yes, I know him. He's a little skinny fella. But he looks so important. Faye,
well, I tell you, they were sitting there, you know, just sitting back, and he had his hat on. He had a dark, you know, his preaching clothes on.
They had just come. They had no wind house.
Is that?
And on a coat and tie?
Oh, yeah. I thought, my goodness, Miss Daisy's got the most important company I've seen around here. Sitting back talking so big, and so I just hurried back up.
Doris was back there putting dinner on the table.
Yeah.
Then.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he was sitting out.
Well, do you have some pretty good talk when he comes, or do you
Oh, yes, he's a talker.
Yeah.
Well, he can talk. And he do love to come there.
Oh.
I guess it's wrong, but I don't exactly mean it, but I just say it, and it's true. As I tell Doris sometimes, I say, well, no, he lived right there on Orange Lake. I said, if his wife wasn't so lazy, and I don't know where that woman lazy or not. I don't see her till she come here to eat. I said, she'd came home and cook his dinner.
Yeah.
And let him eat that.
Yeah.
I said, but, no, you want somebody to wait on.
No, it ain't nothing like going out for Sunday dinner.
No.
There ain't anything to compare with it.
Yes, sir. Well.
Used to remember how we used to do that, and it was something to do.
Oh, yes. Yes. But you'd go do it this time. Next time, somebody'd come to you.
Yeah.
You swapped it around.
Yeah.
It wasn't just straight, long, warm. But he's not. Whole thing, he ain't no clown. His health is so bad, he's almost blind. And he go to the doctor and go to the doctor, and I don't see that doing.
Yeah.
Here, long, long time ago, I don't know what year it was, he was in a stove down there to Owens Lake, I believe. Must have been somewhere down there. And a woman had a wreck, and she run that car run right into that store. Well, he was standing up there trading. The car hit him, and knocked him down, and like to knock one of his eyes out. Well, he haven't had a good sight since.
Uh-huh.
But it looked like the older he gets, the weaker his gets. So he just go to the, and he has high blood. Oh my Savior. He ain't no count, and his wife ain't no good. And she ain't in the hospital. He there. Time she gets strong enough to come out, it ain't long before he's back there. Because I told him one day, I said, you better quit preaching and go and get on the welfare if you ain't on there. I said, just stay home, do nothing. And no, Sister Wright, I can't do that. Not yet, I've got to do something. I swear you ain't able to do nothing. But you don't care.
But he's got a big, strong voice.
Oh, yes, sir. He got a strong voice. And that's all.
There's nothing.
No. He ain't no strong man.
Yeah.
Well, he has good ideas, I guess.
He do.
He
has good thoughts and good ideas. And he can think of good things more than he'll ever be able to do, Miss Marks. He just wished he could do so and so. I just wished I had my sight like I used to have, and I could do this and I could do this. I said, you need to be looking for that. I said, as long as the doctor been working on him, picking at him, and they ain't getting no better yet, I said, need to be looking for that sight back, because it ain't coming. I said, thank God for what sight you have.
Well, now, he not as lively as Miss Mary.
No. Who is? Who is lively as Mary?
You know, people act different with different people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you see, I don't know Miss Mary is so lively.
Say, yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that day, when was that day she come by? Friday, wasn't it, Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah. She sat there just a little while, and she was so droopy, she couldn't hardly say anything.
Her back hurt her.
She said she had trouble with her back.
Oh, but she went down to your house, and she just lively as ever.
Yeah, she just talk. Me and her, I'm asking her things, and she telling me things. And when she spoke about Miss Weeks, she said to me, said, oh, Daisy, so let me tell you something. Saint Noah come see me and stayed almost a week. I said, Dad. She said, yes. She come on Wednesday and went back Saturday. I said, I'd just love to see her. I said, does she stay by herself? She said, no, Daisy, she's so feeble. She ain't able to stay down there. Said she sold the place and she stays with the baby girl. Said, but she ain't much good. She can't hardly walk. I said, I can't neither. I said, but I walk all the time. She said, oh, Daisy, hush, you can walk. I said, I have to, I ain't got nothing to ride in. If I want to go anywhere.
Well, now, you're lively. You're lively. But I never see her lively.
Huh, talking about Mary.
Yes.
You just see her talking.
Oh, sort of droopy. Well, now, is that as lively as she got talking about Miss Weeks?
Mm-hmm. That's the most we talk about. No. And then she's telling me about something happened to the hay bale.
Yes.
And she couldn't get it, but she fought marbling in her grandson for it. She think it was something they done to it. I said, well, things happen sometimes. I said, ain't nothing perfect. I said, you can be just going along and your car running all right, and all of a sudden it stopped. She said, well, that is true, said, but that bell, it was working all right until some. And she said, somebody come and told her to see this farm boy.
Yeah.
They thought he could fix it. And she told me they went down there to see him. She said it was closed, she guessed. But said there's several colored men standing around there, and he was there. And she spoke to him about going to fix her baby. And what she asked him that for? She said, did he rap? Did he? Well, don't think I'm going out there to do nothing. Cuss and go on. So she said this. She said, I don't blame his wife from quitting it. I said, he ever had any wife? She said, yes, he had a wife.
Yeah,
he
had some nice children.
Hmm?
He had some nice children.
And I said, well, I never thought he didn't have. I don't know why.
No, he don't act like it.
And she said, so they left. And she come on. And she see Fred Wood somewhere. And he told her to see Williams. He do things like that. He was, I asked her, where did he stay? She said, stay across that on the hill. I said, come on, Rhonda, really? And she said, yeah. She said he didn't come that day. But like she said, he was there early the next morning or late that evening. So she said, Daisy, he wasn't 10 minutes fixing.
Is that right?
She said he got up there and took a wrench, a crowbar or something else, and he twisted that thing a time or two and done something to it. And said it was fixed. Who has it to go to work? And he didn't charge us a dime. But I told him, yes, but you're going to get paid for it. So he told us, don't worry about it. Said, wasn't enough time spent on it for pay. She said, but to get it fixed so I can use it, said, that's worth paying. She said, I ain't got your money right now. Said, but I'll bring it tomorrow. Yeah. Said, if you're not there, who must have give it to? She said, he told her, well, said, if you will come over there, said, give it to my mother. Oh, somebody else, he said. I said, well, you see, I said, that's just like Bob. I said, he can do anything for you. I said, he'll do it. I said, but he is hard working. I said, that's what he used to hard work. I said, his daddy raised him.
Oh, yes.
Work.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I said, Bob, daddy. Yeah. Trained all of them to work. All of them worked.
Yeah.
And they were there because I used to work right with them day after day.
That's one crowd that got trained, Miss Daisy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. They all learned how to work.
Right.
Well,
I was so glad when Robert married. I don't see the girls, and I don't hear from them much. But I hear from Paul, and I seen him once in a while. But I was so glad when he married. I didn't know what to do. And married like he did.
Yeah.
He married a girl where her parents was able to help him and willing to help him and did help him. That's why he got that place up there. He'd have never bought it.
Oh, no.
Was him's happy. Child wasn't able to buy nothing.
He just poor as anybody, wasn't he?
Yes, sir. He was just poor. When his daddy died, you might say he left them all out those. Because he had mortgages placed to the loan and wasn't able to pay it down.
Yeah.
To that point.
Now, Daisy told you about Mary told you about that Baylor trouble she had.
Who?
Miss Mary told you about that Baylor trouble she had.
Yeah.
Well, now, you see, that was important to her.
Uh-huh.
That held her up.
That's right.
And what little hay she had left over there, she couldn't get it up.
That's right.
And she couldn't get the dad barn baler fixed.
That's right.
Yes.
But she found him. So she said when she went, and Cass said, her and Marlon carried the money over there. I think she said she carried him $3, and they give it to his mom. She said there were two women there. One was kind of old, and the other one was young. Well, I don't know nothing about his family. I don't know whether her mother's living with them or what's going on. But she left there.
What'd you say?
She said, these I was glad to do it. So I was glad he would come.
Yeah.
I said, well, you have to be thankful because so many folks won't come.
Yeah.
But Robert, he'd do anything for me that I asked him to do. If he knowed I needed something, I just believe he would do it for me.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
So he'd do it.
Hey, I heard you say that Miss Daisy said something about Miss Mary's talk, that she had it arranged or something. What was that?
Yeah, we were talking about good talk, you
yes,
know.
Yes, good talk.
How you can remember good talk.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember you said Miss Mary had her talk sort of fixed.
Mm-hmm.
I was just... She knew what she knew sort of what she was. She had good talk.
That's right.
She had it what? Sort of, what would you say?
I remember Miss Daisy, you said Miss Mary had her, she had her talk fixed.
Mm-hmm. You know. wonder do she ever see that boy she raised. She mentioned about her grandson the other day, and I didn't think to ask her where he come from. Where she come from, her grandson.
I don't know. I haven't got them all straight, I said.
She said she believed Marvin and her grandson was the cause of the baler being out of fix.
Well, that's Curtis. He comes around over there all the time.
Oh, he do.
Uh-huh. Do you know him?
Mm-mm.
Curtis.
Mm-mm.
He married Linda. That's all I know.
Well, he's a man.
He's a young fella, 20 to 25, somewhere along there.
And you say he married.
Yeah, little girl.
I don't know him.
No, he's new on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't place him. Now, you know James. That's
her
the boy.
Boy?
Yeah.
Well, is that the one she raised?
Yeah.
No.
He,
I used to know him, you know, when he
yeah,
was small.
Yeah.
But since they grew up, well,
he's the one that had that awful accident over there. All that stuff fell on him and crushed him.
Oh.
And he's in bad shape, hardly living, half dead.
Well, is he living?
He's in the hospital. Yeah. I don't know him. I never saw him. He lived at Williston or Archer or somewhere over there.
Mm-hmm.
Places I never go.
But I think whenever you get all bruised up and messed up like that, I don't think you he's no more good.
No.
You don't feel like you was no more.
Well, he hardly lied. He really got hurt. Yeah.
Oh, I used to feel so sorry for Mr. Bull.
Yeah.
He suffered so long.
2 years.
Huh?
2 years. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did they have your dogs quieted down there in the neighborhood?
What?
All them neighborhood dogs.
Dogs?
Yes.
They there? They don't come over here, do they?
No, they do at night. The tracks all up and down here at night. They don't bark like they do over at your house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They be up there day and night at the yesterday evening. No, bleed to this morning. There was one sitting down the road just as the road turned to go to their house. And there were two or three right up the road there. I said to Doss, I said, the dogs must have don't know where all they is. Doss, I don't ring. So, I told Buddy to tell off. He better do something with his dog. Said, cause they runs my chickens. I said, if he catch him, he'll eat him. She said, that's what I'm thinking. Said, if he don't do something with him, I'm gonna do something with him. I know that little old spotted one, what they had there for lies and stuff, he'll sure eat him.
Yeah.
But he don't hardly come up that way. I think to give him such a bad way to go up there here sometime back,
oh.
He don't come that way much.
Oh. He learned.
He knows something if he come up there.
Yeah. But they've got, Arthur's got so many more down there now than he had.
So he got some more?
Well, for a while he just had that spotted one.
Yeah, he just had the two spotted ones. But now he got two great big ones.
Yeah.
He got four dogs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, two great big ones and Spot and that little one.
Yeah.
And he trained them just like him. Just walked the road. Sometimes they right behind him. Walking.
Yeah.
He has to feed them.
That's right. And you bring what he wants with them.
You wonder what he feeds them.
I don't know.
He don't give them scraps, Miss Daisy.
Well, I don't know what he feeds them.
So he does.
Well, you see, there's lots of scraps thrown out up there around our place. Yeah, they get some of them. Of course, I try to throw mine out just about the time the chickens get up. The chickens get mine.
Oh yeah.
I don't mean to feed them. Of course, I don't want them around here.
Yeah.
I don't want them up there. But I can't help it.
You just, when the chickens...
When the chickens get off the roofs, well then, if I got any scraps, I'll throw them out there. If one see it and start running there, then all of them gonna see what is he hunting.
Yeah.
And they'll soon eat up what I've got.
Go ahead, Faye. Miss Daisy, I want you to see Miss Mary's chickens.
Miss Mary's chicken,
yeah. Yes.
She got chickens?
She got a few. Oh, they are solid white and just huge.
Mm.
Big, beautiful chickens. I never saw such big chickens in my life.
Oh.
I don't know what sort they are, you see. I haven't been in the chicken business in so long.
Well, did she have many?
No.
Mm-hmm. But just enough to keep her eggs.
Yeah, but I think she's going to get some more. Come.
She about will.
Spring.
She told me the other day, Marlin went somewhere and he got some blueberry bushes, tall. She said, out there, somewhere that goes out there to pick them. She said the bushes grow way up like that.
I'll be back in just a minute. I'm going out here and check on my horse. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Blueberry bushes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that would be nice.
She says she's been out there. Where is that? Picking them.
Uh-huh.
She said you can go out there and pick them. Said, but you have to buy them. They sell them by weight.
Yeah.
They weigh them. So.
I think that's a good way to do it.
Uh-huh.
And let somebody else do the...
That's right. Do the growing them.
Do the growing, yeah. And take care of them. Oh, them berries, they can be right tedious to take care of.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't always bear.
No.
Now, there was some... Two or three people down here on 441, 301, somewhere down there towards Ocala. They had tomatoes and one thing or another.
Mm-hmm.
And after they sold off a few, they'd do that. You could come in and pick all you wanted.
Okay.
And pay them a dollar a bushel or something like that, you know.
Okay.
That's nice.
Yes, it's nice.
And you could pick the ones you wanted, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Go through that. And they were nice. I went down there, used to go down there a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, you goes all around, don't you? You know the country all around. You know what they're doing.
Not like I used to.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I used to know it. I used to go to church at all these little, the second churches,
mm-hmm.
and everything.